and welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Army veteran DeMario McIlwain. DeMario is the ambitious president of Brand Disco Strategic Leadership and Specialty Training Solutions, as well as the co-creator of an extensive product line of brand discovery technology, which introduced the global workforce to an extraordinary new talent management solution. Entrepreneur, marketer, programmer, and developer with over 15 years of experience, DeMario specializes in strategic development, implementation, and branding strategies. 10-year Army veteran trained in personnel leadership, logistical operations, he brings operational management, critical thinking, and program execution to the table. Home of the new signature 5-in-1 60-minute online personal branding course, Brand Disco is committed to the career readiness and advancement of the underdogs, transitioning veterans, HBCU grads, women in tech, emerging leaders, persons with disabilities, etc. As such, Brand Disco works with industry workforce leaders across the nation to bridge the disparity gaps in these markets by offering leading advantage building online career readiness tools. We are privileged to hear about DeMario's service in the Army, his transition from the military, what led him to create Brand Disco, and their great mission, as you've heard a little bit about. So DeMario, thank you so much for your time today. Please, first of all, tell us about your service in the Army, your transition, and what led you to create Brand Disco.
Well, thank you very much, Robin. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you very much for having me on. Well, that's actually a great question. I like to tell people that I, you know, as you said, I did 10 years in the military. I got out midstream. Feeling like I had reached that period in my life where I wanted to pursue, you know, a more professional scenario in the corporate arena. And once I got out, that's where my challenges really became really to the forefront, dealing with trying to get a job. Because as you can imagine, when I left the military, I was very confident that I would have no problem jumping into the job. All of my skills and awards, and I felt like my commander's letters had value and things of that nature.
Right.
But to my surprise, once I was out for maybe, I say, about 6 months, I still was struggling out there trying to even find a job or I would say a suitable position that I felt like I was deserving of. So, you know, with that being said, that kind of pushed me into being the entrepreneur more so than going for the job. Because let's face it, I didn't want to work for $10 an hour after doing 10 years in the military.
Right, exactly.
And that's kind of where it was. That was my first rude awakening to jumping out, thinking that the civilian job market would be so much welcoming to my experience in the military. And now found out that I was a little off on that. I'm not going to say I was wrong. I'm just going to say I was a little off on that.
Absolutely.
But so, how that, go ahead.
Go I'm ahead. Sorry. Yeah, no, I'm just going to say that really is a lot of the veteran stories, because I did the same thing when I got out of the Navy after 9 years. I was fearless. I thought, well, I've been in the Navy for 9 years. I can do anything, right? And the reality sets in very quickly. And I think that was long ago. But now, unfortunately, what the soldiers and service members are told in the transition classes is everybody wants to hire a veteran. Just go apply. Because they all want to hire veterans, and that's not reality, unfortunately. So yeah, your story is one of very similarities with a lot of veterans. So that led you down the entrepreneur path and got you to Brand Disco. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, you know, in the entrepreneur path, I started very much so working with people. I had an interest in marketing. I always loved marketing and helping people develop their business. And, you know, especially online, I always like to say that I was one of the first people to use the words digital marketing. And I'm not going to coin that, but that's how I felt at the time. So, you know, I started in the digital marketing world, working with business owners and any type of entrepreneurs that was trying to get their brand out there. Through the course of that time, I met my wife, who is Dawn Nicole McIlwain, and would it be to say that she was actually working in the same market, as in helping business owners and people launch their business or products or even their professional careers? So together we started combining our business acumens, and this kind of trickled down into the fact, I'm trying to give you the short version of the story.
No worries.
This kind of trickled down into the effect of us creating Brandisco, which is stands for brand discovery. And really with the Brandisco movement, our idea was really just trying to help people establish their best and whatever that was. You know, when we was working with business owners, we utilize it as a tool to help them put their best foot forward, to actually help them, you know, create content for their press releases, their website designs, as well as how to work with their elevator pitches. And as we began to really work hardcore in this market, it just kind of dawned on us like, hey, here's an area right here, veterans. This was my main problem in getting a job. I didn't know how to explain myself. Uh-huh. You know, I like to say that I'm not the talker. You know, when you speak with her, you know that she's more of the talker. I'm kind of behind the scenes guy. But I said, this was my problem. And we really started to investigate into that. And we kind of moved Brandisco into the veteran market space, being that, you know, it's a veteran owned company in a way. But then it really became a niche market. And then it started becoming more so of a passion to really help veterans transition as easily as possible into the civilian market. And that's kind of how the birth started, just really off of an idea, a passion, and also going through my past experiences. Was like, hey, this tool can really help people. And therefore, we kind of started ground floor with that attitude and started working with veterans from that day on.
That's awesome. So I know Dawn and I have talked about your program, and I've actually gone through it. So I won't steal any of your thunder and tell people. Well, I will tell people how great it is, but we want to hear from you. Talk about, talk about the program. Talk about the signature 5-in-1 60-minute online personal branding course and how veterans can benefit from the course.
Well, great. Yes. Well, Brandisco, as it started off, it was a soft skill assessment that I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with. Our soft skill assessment was out there, and we started working with the likes of like Goodwill, Good Jobs 2.0, with working Texas Veteran Commission, and also yourself and a lot of different others. But what we started finding out was there was per se a need to create something even deeper into that, to where you could create a course where veterans could go through, and it's not instructor-led. It doesn't need an instructor. Basically, they spend an hour of their time assessing themselves, also providing training on different aspects of discovering their soft skills, understanding their personal brand values, creating, you know, intro inductions through email and social media, as well as elevator pitches and so on and so on. And then at the end, kind of certifying themselves as in, I really understand my personal brand. That's where the 5-in-1 online course came from. It was a combination of our assessment tool as well as video modules, as if you were sitting inside of a classroom, to really understand more about yourself. And that was really the angle, or is the angle, that we are shooting for today with the 5-in-1 online course.
That's awesome. So without giving too much away, can you kind of describe what the 5-in-1 kind of what that means? What does that entail?
Well, the five in one really entails that we're giving you 5 career ready tools. Mm-hmm. 5 career ready tools that can basically accelerate your job search, you know, as you learn more about yourself. And those tools are, like I was saying before, you know, is understanding your soft skills and things of that nature, creating, you know, compelling introductions. You know, a lot of times they tell us now, especially with the use of like LinkedIn, you know, reach out to people, network and things of that nature. But what do you say?
Right.
You know, what are the keywords? So, you know, we think about things like that. And also with elevator pitches and things, which I really love about it, is understanding your interview talking points.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
And that's really, that's that thing that I told you that tripped me up for a long time after I got out.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the thing I love about it. And I will tell you and share with our audience that after I went through it, I've been doing 1 million cups and going out and telling people about Veterans Ascend. And I use the five. I talk about how I can Veterans Ascend can help them get faster results, get a more simplified process, get increased profits, decrease spending at significant cost savings. So it's those five things that how do I add value? So it really is a great, great course that you guys have put together. So you've kind of touched on this and a little bit, but elaborate on career readiness for veterans transitioning, and then talk about the disparity gaps that we mentioned in the opening, and how Brand Disco bridges those gaps for employers to be ready when hiring veterans.
Oh, great. Now you're hitting on my pain point.
Exactly.
But when we talk about career readiness for veterans, that is, I tell you, I don't believe that it's in a book or a manual or a SOP designed for us in the military.
Right.
But what career readiness is really in today's market is, you know, when you're in the military, your whole main focus is teamwork, you know, how you add value to the team and things of that nature, how you complete the mission as one. Mm-hmm. Going into the civilian job market, as you know, it's more about yourself, you know, mm-hmm. So therefore you need to understand the value that you bring. Also, you know, what skills do you have? A lot of times, you know, I'm from the Army, so, you know, we was taught not to necessarily think 100%. We've more so follow instructions and things of that nature. So when I got out and someone asked me the question, well, tell me about you. How do you attack these type of tasks and things of that nature? I really couldn't answer that question.
Yeah.
So when it comes to when we're saying career ready, it's really understanding your value. And we talk about soft skills a lot, but soft skills are also not necessarily what you have been trained to do or you took a class on. It's actually what powers you, what drives you the most, the things that you love to do. And I think that kind of aligns with the career that you would be most successful in, as we like to say, your passion for it. But with that being said, how Brandisco operates is, it's really a tool to help you discover things about you that you did not know, or if you knew it, how to basically take those values and put them into terms that, I don't like to say it this way, but I will say it this way, that the civilian market understands.
Right.
And that's really, I think many veterans face that problem the most. You know, we get out and we have all of these terms, we have our MOS values, we have certain keywords that we say that meant a lot while we was in the service, but once we're sitting in front of that interviewing table or whatever, those things sound like Chinese language to the person that we're speaking to.
Right, exactly. And then on the employer side, talk about the disparity gaps and how Brand Disco kind of bridges those and helps employers be military ready, not just military friendly.
Well, with the employer side, that is very interesting. You know, there's plenty of articles out there that I read that say employers still don't understand veterans. And
yes.
And you know, I go deep into that sometimes, and I really want to sit on the other side of the table to understand what, or wish I could understand what the employee hears when we are speaking. But how Brandisco operates, it's a common language. There are, you know, there are about six success skills that's out there in the job market. And generally, we all speak the same language. With Brandisco, the terms are basically, they're universal. So when an employer is using Brandisco to service their veterans, they now understand that veteran's culture fit and what drives that veteran the most. You know, whether that be things that deals with accuracy, or it deals with speed, or it deals with empathy, or things of that nature, that kind of helps you relate more to the best position that veteran would work inside. And also, it kind of it eliminates a lot of conversation back and forth. Because like I say, I think that's one, and it might just be only personal to me, but one of my flaws, I would say, when seeking a career, especially in the corporate market, was me being able to just speak in terms that made sense.
Right.
And I often wish that they had a translator that they understood what I was saying, even when I was struggling trying to say it, if that makes sense.
It's almost like I just saw a commercial for, I think it was a Microsoft product, where the person in English speaks what they're saying, but the person on the other side hears it in Japanese.
So we
need something like that for the military. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and as Dawn and I have talked about, I'm really excited to look to partner with Brandisco, because at Veterans Ascend, we are translating those skills. We're translating military occupations. We've literally built a skills translation engine to do that. And then that gives the veteran a profile of the skills that they come to the table with, and then partnering with Brandisco, they'll be able to learn why they're good at those skills and learn how to tell that story even deeper. So I'm super excited about working with you guys in 2020. So that's awesome. And it really is true. There, you know, I've been on the HR side for a long time as well, and it still amazes me when I hear non-veteran, non-military people say, I just don't understand the military. It's like, why? It makes no sense to me. It really makes no sense to me. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, another thing that that really is starting to be a key point that I was studying on was not that a lot of veterans are unemployed, but now they're saying that a lot of veterans are underemployed.
Under 33%, DeMario. That's the statistic right now. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and that in itself, you know, that's speaking volumes. And you were saying earlier at the beginning about veterans and the opportunities that they have. Like, you know, basically we are told that there's a lot of opportunities and jobs out there for us, which is true. I read all the time that there's so many companies and corporations that have, you know, veteran-led programs. They're reaching goals for veterans. And I was like, they're providing the door, but it's something happening between us walking through the door and you know, all of those things on the back end. And I never really understood it. So therefore, with what we try to do, our best is to help ease that disparity gap. Whether it's on the veteran side or it's on the employer side, we like to say, hey, let's open up a different dialogue. Let's start a new conversation utilizing terms that we both can relate to. And maybe it'll help the job process go a little bit smoother, as well as giving the veterans more confidence when they're going up for these roles or what have you.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's exactly. I mean, our missions are very well aligned, because that's truly what we're doing, but really just we're giving them the skills, and then utilizing courses like Brandisco to be able to tell that story is awesome. So I can probably guess what you would say to this, but tell us your best advice for transitioning service members or veterans, and then tell us how they can access the Brandisco course.
Okay, great. Well, I'll say my best advice is, you know, I'm very down to earth and soft-spoken when I love to be. But my best advice would be to really understand yourself. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times that we like to ride off our accolades, but that still don't talk about ourselves. Really understand yourself and what drives you, whether it was related to your MOS or not. So therefore, you know, when you go into a job interview or even pursuing something on your own in the entrepreneurship world, really understand what drives you. And what I mean by that is really your soft skills and beyond just saying soft skills, just really what drives you personally. Like myself, I realize that I'm a very tech geek. I love everything tech. I love researching. I love building stuff. I actually learned how to program by watching a lot of YouTube videos.
Wow.
And I didn't realize I had a passion for this. You know, I was in logistics in the Army, but I found out that I really enjoy things that's techie. You know, anything that's dealing with coding and things of that nature, I really found that I had a love for that, which changed my perspective on any type of job that I would go for.
Right. Sure.
Before I was in logistics, that deals a lot with warehousing. So I just figured that was my career path. But I found out that once I got out, I didn't quite love it that much. awesome. You know, I started changing up a little bit and found something that I actually loved, do it in and out every day.
Right.
So my advice would be saying, my advice is really just saying understanding yourself will get you a long way, especially in the job market today.
Awesome.
And the second part of your question was could they access BrandedScope? Well, really, just going to our website, getbrandedscope.com. As far as the 5-in-1, I will advise anyone to go read more about it on our website, and actually give us a call or contact us through the website to learn more or to experience a demo or something like that. But we have partners like yourself that they most definitely can reach out to actually experience the course in its entirety.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listeners, stay tuned for that. We'll have some more information coming up on that and how veterans can access the program directly through Veterans Ascend. So that's awesome. Well, Demario, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for sharing your story today. And thank you for what you and Dawn are doing for the military and for veterans, just really elevating their success in the civilian career space. So we appreciate you. We wish you very much continued success and look forward to partnering. Listeners, for more information, as Demario mentioned, please visit their website at getbranddisco.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.